Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts, Salsa.
Matt.
And Jenna.
And we are joined this week by the lovely and talented...
Drew.
Way to keep that one shut.
I was listening to your story earlier about keeping words short.
Like, yeah, exactly. It was.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. Like, boxing me in.
Yep.
Cool. Well, so before we get into anything else, Salsa, what, or I don't know, Salsa, who am I?
It's not me.
What are we drinking?
It?
Who's drinking? What?
Shit.
What are we drinking?
Oh, yeah, that's on Drew.
Oh,
that's
on demand.
Shit. Okay, so.
Stall! Okay, so.
Matt, you weren't here last week. What? Why not?
What was I doing last week?
You were getting ready for a show.
Rehearsal.
Was that prior? Thing. Oh, yes. That was the last rehearsal for, dude, I can barely remember anything.
No, that's why I was trying to prompt you.
Thank you. No, I mean, it takes more prompting than you'd imagine.
You're trying to get ready for
there you go.
Show.
Oh, I see. Holding up the tickets to that show. We had our final rehearsal before the premiere of, Murder on the Mississippi, which we mentioned a little bit. So that was the murder mystery, paddle boat tour, that we did on the Jonathan Paddleford in St. Paul.
Yes.
Of which we had the inaugural performance last Wednesday.
Which was fucking awesome.
Cool. I'm glad you liked it.
It was seriously, the weather was...
Perfect night for it.
Absolutely marvelous.
Yeah. Because I was wearing my full shitty suit and was still comfortable. Yeah. And people could be wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
Which
I
was.
And still be comfortable. Yeah.
It was that mid-70s, sunny sky... on the river, not too windy or breezy.
Mm-hmm.
The weather was could not ask for better weather. Just honestly, going down the river, at about the midpoint, my wife had kind of checked out of the play. She was just like, I'm just enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, and we knew that was going to be some of the people.
Yeah, absolutely.
We said some people are going to get on this paddle boat and go, I'm going to just pull up a lawn chair and just chill. And we're like, that's fine. I'm not going to go try to engage you and force you in. If you come talk to me, I'll talk to you. But I'm not going to go up to people that are just like having a good time doing whatever they're doing. And there are probably a few people that did that. Mm-hmm. And that's awesome. Because it was gorgeous.
Because
either way, we got your money.
No, absolutely. I personally, because I know all the actors. I know the writers. And I really wanted to experience. I wanted to see what they had created. That's what I really want. So, I was watching like a hawk. Whenever somebody would move position, because you all kind of started out in your starting area, and then I would see somebody moving to a new area, and I'm like, something's about to happen. I need to follow them, you know? So I was just I was trying to be everywhere and catch all of the scenes, and I didn't.
You can't. It is literally impossible because they happen simultaneously.
Exactly.
Sometimes.
So I knew I couldn't, but I wanted to catch as many as I could. And so I was just, moving around and always just, keeping an eye on everything. And Raider Lee was just like, I'm just going to be here. And if something happens near me, I'll pay attention. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, report back to me.
And there's no place on the boat where you wouldn't see something happen.
Exactly.
Things happen in all the different locations. But, yeah, if you that was kind of the idea. If someone just goes, I'm going to show up and sit down, parts of it will happen around them. Or they could choose someone to follow around.
Yep.
And they can see whatever that character's up to. Or they could kind of... go where they think the action is,
and it worked exactly that way.
Good.
People could sit down and just enjoy the scenery, or they could interact with the actors, or watch the scenes and try to figure out who done it, and it was a lot of fun. It really was.
Cool.
To kind of try to figure out where this is going and what that hidden meaning is to what they said here and the unspoken stuff in between. And
real quick, without spoilers, because obviously we're going to do it again in a little less than a month. Had you picked who the actual...
I had it down to two. And I did, one of those two was...
Oh, pretty
was,
good. Right on.
Part of it is because I've worked with Tim and Eric enough to kind of understand...
Have a sense of how they...
Exactly. Yeah. I kind of know how they work.
Which is more than most people would have.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think... I think if I didn't have that inside knowledge, I would have sat there going, I don't know. It could be anybody. But right. I kind of had a sense based on their writing and how much weight certain stuff is given. I kind of went, I think it's this.
Nice.
But otherwise, yeah, it was a lot of fun. And the reveal at the end was
an actual gasp.
Yeah, there really was
from the audience that I did not expect.
When that
there's a moment that comes up at the end, and literally in a room of 100 and some people, everyone went, and I was like, really?
Yeah,
because you guys are really bought in. Cool.
Yeah. I mean, right? Well, there's that additional bit of information yep. right before the person admits that, yeah, it was me. Like, that was where everybody
that
went.
That was it, yeah.
What?
I have my tickets for next month, so
sure.
I'm just
trust me, that won't help you.
No, not at all.
Which, like I said, like we won't be spoilery.
And I'm really trying not to, at the same time trying to say, it really was, it was well written, it was well acted. Everybody, the costuming was amazing.
It was really impressive, because it was a lot of like, okay, what does everybody have? And then CJ, who's done, she did, yeah, she did... I believe Bernard's she did.
Yep.
Did she do pandas too? I can't remember. She's done a bunch of stuff like that.
We didn't really have costuming for pandas.
Okay, yeah, but. I suppose. But like she's done a bunch of shows mm-hmm. with Duck and with other people.
Yep.
And she stepped in very last minute and was like, okay, what can we work with? And like went out and found something that worked for her. So like, okay, like what's, give me your measurements. What do you own? What do you need? And everybody had everything they needed. By awesome. Opening night with, I would say, probably like 3 weeks for her.
Yeah.
Which is just astounding.
Oh, man, that's a slow, easy pace. I mean, I've seen her turn something around in like 2 days.
Sure, like, but that's the thing. It's like, you know, just like, hey, what about this? And like, you know, but we ordered stuff online. We found mm-hmm. things at thrift stores, you know, like it was really impressive. Mm-hmm. And, but I think, yeah, it all looks right. It all fits.
It absolutely
know?
Does.
And it was really, really cool.
And I really, really hope that next month's show has weather as good as this.
It would be ideal.
It really was. And, you know, coming back up the river after, you know, because you go down a ways and then you come back up. And just as the sun is setting over the city.
It got really gorgeous.
It just the sky was beautiful. The skyline was beautiful. The weather was perfect. And you're sitting there enjoying a glass of giggle water. and it was sincerely one of the best nights out that my wife and I have had in a really long time.
Oh, good. That's awesome. Good.
It really was a lot of fun.
It was
not despite what you did, it was still a lot of fun.
I did manage to find a reason to pick on Salsa during a chunk of the show. Cause
surprise.
Yeah, right?
90% of it's improv.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, there are scripted bits, but you'll have... I mean, there's a point in the show where I think I have 30 or 40 minutes to just talk and do whatever I feel like. And so,
who thought that was a good idea?
Right. Well, no, but I think everybody does. You know,
yeah, but
just, nobody thinks that's
that
a good idea.
A good idea.
Right, no. So, but yeah, like, out of a like 2 hour show, I would say 20 minutes of what I'm doing are scripted, mm-hmm. and the rest is just whatever I feel like saying. And it's at one point, Salsa walked up into the group I was talking to, and I was like, "Yep, there's someone I can pick on safely."
Yep.
and you were a great sport because you know the game, and so you were just like the proper amount of like. Without making me lose my target or making people feel bad for you or they turned on me and make, you know, like it was the
throwing you softballs.
Yeah, it was the perfect interaction. Yeah, so it was really fun. So like that was a truly nice gift to have the first time trying. Cause this was, as I've said, I think before, a fucking nightmare of a show to put together. There's so much happening. And now that we've done it, it's like, okay, now we kind of know how the clockwork works. But
we didn't break anything.
Yeah, but we're before good. We did it, we had no idea if this would work or not. And so it was very comforting to have that first one under our belts now before we do another.
One thing I do want to mention, though, is when we were on the top deck,
mm-hmm.
which is where the captain of the paddle boat sits, mm-hmm. we looked in the window, and the captain, he's got the big wheel in front of, the big round ship's wheel that's... Mm-hmm. What I got, 5 foot diameter or something.
Yeah, it looks like Gilligan's Island.
It's a big fucking wheel. He's sitting in his chair. He's leaned back. He's got his shoes off, and he's got his feet on the wheel. He's got his,
I did
his,
not see that.
He's got his feet on the bottom on the inside of the wheel, and that's what he's steering with while he's lounging back, steering with his feet.
It's probably not the most difficult job.
No, right. Absolutely,
you know, I'm
not.
I'm sure he's had to have training and whatever to become an actual guy.
Absolutely.
But it's you know, it's the same loop. It's like when you take one of those horse tours in South Dakota. Like, the horse is nowhere to go.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not doing nothing.
I mean, the boat doesn't know that shit, but anyway.
Because here's the thing. We had a chance to tour the boat like a week before the show, so we would actually know what it looked like, so we'd know what the rooms we'd been talking about theoretically would be. And when you get up by the little captain's thing on the top deck, there's another little steering wheel out on the side on the deck. I was like, oh, that's adorable. There's like a little wheel so you can bring your kid up here and they can be like, "Wee, I'm steering the boat." And so I grabbed him like, "Ha, I'm steering the boat." And then I realized like the wheel inside is moving in time. So I'm like, oh, there's a wheel that the captain could use standing outside that room if he wants.
Yeah.
So if someone just jerks on this, they actually do change the course of the boat. I was like, are they going to... did they like tie that down? And I'm just like, just don't worry about it. I'm like, I'm a little worried about it. I don't know what? Like, it's just, it was unprotected. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, cool.
But yeah,
I'll be in the back of the boat. there's the paddle wheel. Fuck.
No, like I say, he was just, the thing doesn't go very fast.
No.
It's an open river. Yeah. There's not a lot
it's
of
a
other
brisk
stuff there.
Walk.
Exactly. And so he was just.
You are going to very slowly.
If anything
collide.
Happens, he can lean forward and use his hands. But otherwise, he's just hanging back, you know, chatting with people that came in, you know, and it was.
He
that,
seemed like
it,
a pretty cool dude.
Used me a great deal.
Yeah, whenever so. I would approach, he was always talking to somebody.
Honestly, so hi, it's Radley, by the way. Hi, everyone.
Yay.
I brought my husband some candy because he had a shitty day yesterday. But, the way that the boat wheel was in relation to the chair, honestly, it looked like it would, like, he would be really hunched up trying to steer with his hands, like...
You think it's designed?
I think, well, not designed, but either designed to be, like, standing steering it, but I think, honestly, with the feet leaning back in the chair like that, probably one was the most comfortable position, but, like, also, like would probably be, like, the most ergonomic position for him to
and
be
in. And it's probably
in.
The way to be the coolest.
Well,
I mean... He did look pretty cool.
That's knowing exactly how to lean on the hood of your Corvette. That's what that is.
Yes, I got to meet some of the captain's friends who had been invited by the captain on the boat for that specific evening.
Oh, fancy.
Yes. No, not fancy.
There were people who, you know, chose to come on and just enjoy the scenery. There were also people who chose to come on board and just enjoy the bar.
Also fun.
there were both of those things.
And the play.
The cocktail.
Some of them enjoyed
really
the play. I didn't have anything on the boat, so I have no idea what we even had. What was the cocktail?
Cocktail was called Giggle Water.
But what was it?
It was basically a gin and tonic with the Fitzgerald gin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Decent gin, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, that's a good choice for the era. Yeah.
Well, and that's exactly it. Is we were waiting at the bar, and I was like, I know I have to get the Giggle Water, because it's like the thing. And then I saw the bottle of Fitzgerald gin, and I was like, oh, I'm going to have to get a gin and tonic later.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, give me a Giggle Water, and he grabs the bottle, and he starts pouring. I'm like, win! So,
speaking of which, real quick to divert, as we speak of drinks and cocktails, Drew, what is this concoction you've poured?
This concoction that I poured for you tonight is what I call Mocha Choca Bullshit.
I see.
All right.
It was originally supposed to be a milk stout, and I added some chocolate and some coffee to it, so now it is a chocolate milk coffee stout.
I see.
Which is...
If you haven't inferred yet, Drew brews beer.
There is a couple times.
So is there actually milk in it?
No. There is no actual milk in it.
Damn, I was hoping I had an excuse not to...
Nope, yeah, no excuse, you gotta try it.
Try it.
God damn it.
Is lactose? Yes.
Lactics, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's got a very strong coffee smell.
I like it.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the hops, I'd love it.
Ooh. But there's not much hops in it.
It doesn't take much. I swear, she's like a truffle pig for hops.
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst.
Oh, no.
I've been able to find it in places people didn't know it was.
Yeah, no. As Rachel and I say... It's still just, you're like, I can taste the chocolate and the coffee and everything else you're talking about. It still tastes like beer.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, it is still distinctly a beer, but
yeah.
It's a damn fine beer.
I like thank you.
I like that.
I can tell a good beer. I've married to him long enough, he's brewed enough beer for me that I can tell a good beer from a bad beer, but it tastes like beer, and I don't like beer.
Yeah. Yay,
so.
Beer.
So, I'll leave you all alone now. But.
Right on.
It does go really well with my Kahlua Dr. Pepper, however.
Well, right, because that's the goal. I had that in mind when I made this 4 months ago.
The goal is to pair your beer with another drink. That's
right.
How you really just corner the market.
That's how I do it.
So what I was going to wrap with was walk, don't run, or run, don't walk to your computer and get tickets for the next.
I already got mine.
Yeah, and hyperbole aside, the first one did sell out, and the second one is close. So if you are local,
seriously,
the next
tickets.
One is July 19th.
So I should buy my tickets now.
Basically.
Like, well, honestly,
you know what? Just pause in the podcast.
Well, no, wait till Drew's done.
Moment,
oh, yeah, they won't hear it right away.
No.
Give Drew a chance to get his.
Honestly, even if you don't give a shit about the play, it's
just a fun
thing
to do.
It's a chance to get on a riverboat. How many of you have been on a riverboat?
Yeah, I would say...
Honestly.
It is a fun thing. Well, I mean, I've been on that specific boat because
I had never been on a...
But other than that, never.
I had never been on a paddle boat before. Mm-hmm. Now I can cross that off my bucket list.
And honestly, it's kind of neat.
It really
is. Oh, yeah.
It's really just sort of neat because it's like, it's whatever the... It's. I guess it's like the grown-up version of a paddle boat, right? Because when you're a kid, like, you know, you and, like, a parent will rent, like, a paddle boat, and you have to, like, do a little thing, and moves around. You're like, oh, that's kind of fun. It's like a bumper cars for water, but, you know, right. less fun. And it's like, okay, but then this has that same kind of vibe, and yet you're not doing any work, and you go farther and a little faster, and it's like, you know, this is kind of the right speed for being on the water, I think.
Like, I went to a senior prom, not my senior prom, but a senior prom on that boat.
Ooh.
It was pretty fucking awesome, not gonna lie.
That's cool. Not a bad idea. Yeah. That's all right, I see it.
I mean, I was stuck there with a guy I barely knew, but, you know, whatever.
Well, but I mean,
you can't really escape at that point.
I was going to say, you're pretty much stuck. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, where the gang buys a boat, and Dennis, like the creepy one, is just like, well, you know, we get a couple of girls, we're going on the boat, you know, we start having a good time, and then, you know, things get a little more heated, and I mean, she's not going to say no, you know, because of the implication. And he goes, what? He goes, you know, we're way out in the middle of the water, there's no one around, nowhere to call for help, you know. He goes, are we hurting these women? He goes, no one's thinking about that, but you know, there's the implication. It's not what they think. And he's like, so,
that's awful.
Mm. And Max just like, are these women safe with us? Yes, of course, they're perfectly safe, but there's still the implication.
God.
We're going to change the topic now.
All right. So good. I've been rewatching that, if you could not tell, on Netflix.
It is
really so. Anyway, thanks for coming, Salsa, and thanks for the kind words. So, what else is going on?
I did the Pride Parade.
Oh, you actually were in the parade?
Yeah.
Did you do the glitter?
Yeah, we did with the wings.
I figured. Yeah, I saw the pictures.
Yeah, I was yellow.
Yep.
Because our previous yellow had to drop out last minute.
Aww.
Originally, I was going to be a seafoam green to offset the forest green and blah, 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 whatever.
But was this part of Fest, or is this just a separate thing you guys did?
We walk with the Renaissance Festival, but we get kind of like a special, okay, you don't have to be like super festy or hand out coupons bullshit. Or anything.
Well, because
like
it's
that.
Much better as a display. Like, yeah.
Exactly. Group. Yeah, we're on display.
I mean, it's very similar to Fondazzi with the torchlight parade. It's like,
let those guys do their thing.
Yeah, you can do something much more elevated than just standing and holding coupons. Yeah.
Which, don't get me wrong, like handing out coupons, being able to do the crowd interaction and stuff like that while you're doing that is definitely a skill. And
well, it's both fun and important.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's like, okay, if your particular skills suit this event better. Yeah.
Mostly, I can't hand out coupons and hold those wings at the same time.
That would be one of the reasons.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That's kind of the thing.
Right on. How was the parade?
You're just not using duct tape creatively.
Well,
work them shoulder blades, girl. I wish y'all could see this. And oddly enough, that sound coming from her shoulder blades.
I'm a wolf.
That's apparently that's never mind.
Oil can.
Nice. For those that are not local and did not hear about this, the parade was stalled out for a while. We had just started to march. We had, like, my group had gotten onto the road proper.
Is it Hennepin is the main one
yep.
still? Yeah.
So we had just turned.
That's our thoroughfare in downtown, if not local. Yeah.
Turned that corner and we're like, we're going to do a parade. And then we were stopped for a while. And we're like, is it like a stoplights thing? Are they letting traffic through? Is there like
an emergency vehicle or something?
Yeah, something going on. There was a BLM protest thing that happened right in front of the parade, and stopped things for, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. Really wasn't that big of a deal, from like my standpoint, just being stuck there. I'm like, okay, well,
you just hang out and play with the people around you.
Yeah, I'm entertaining people over here, and I'm going to dance with this kid, like, you know, things like that. Some people were super upset about it. Not within the parade. It was mostly, like, as far as I can tell, like, people that maybe weren't even there.
That would be internet culture for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, apparently they got in front of the parade. They talked about Black Lives Matter movement stuff. They listed things that they would like to see. They laid down in like a 5-minute protest and then they left. No big deal. Like, it was just basically more like a demonstration, I'd say, than like a.
Well, it's almost performance art.
Yeah. Right. That's cool. But then, yeah, we got moving.
Right on.
From my perspective, like, I didn't hear about it till later. I'm like, Well, all right.
Yeah, because if you're not the first two groups in the parade, you'd have no idea what was going on.
So yeah. And, of course, the internet is having a nervous breakdown over the whole thing.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
like it does.
I'm not in a position to really have very strong opinions about right or wrong or whatever.
Vertical?
I mean, the closest I get to... the closest I get to stuff like that is, like, people who seem like they would be natural allies interfering with each other's expressions of...
Well, there was a whole to-do with the Pride Parade before that, though, because at first officers were asked not to march in the parade, and then they were allowed back into the parade. And so there was, like, some to-do about that as well, which I think may have been the impetus for this particular demonstration.
And that's much more complex than I'm willing to weigh in.
And that's just it. Like, I couldn't even... Like, I didn't know that they had been invited back until, like... at least a day after they'd been invited back. I'm like, oh, all right, well, whatever.
Yeah.
That is for the organizers to have their conversations about, figure out, and then do what they feel is best.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there was drama at a gay event. Stereotyping.
Was it musical drama?
There was a lot of music production bands, yes.
I'm just going to, you know how we go to this hole? I'm going to dig our way out. It's going to be sweet.
But yeah, then there was marching in a parade, and it was awesome. I danced with all of the kids, and there was a very fabulously proud T-Rex that was in the middle of the road at one point, and so I got to jam with
T-Rex.
T-Rex wearing like a pride flag. And
was it the big inflatable one?
Kind of, yeah.
That was pretty sweet.
Like
a float?
No, like a person in a T-Rex.
The single person, like, I believe, was it Jim had one last year?
I think so,
yeah. Those are pretty great. Like, the guy that did American Ninja Warrior and got a good chunk of the way through wearing a T-Rex costume.
What?
Yeah.
Google that video right quick. This is a thing, right, Salsa. If you've not seen it, they're pretty...
Okay, it's amazing.
How have you not seen this?
Yeah, all right. I'll show you later. But, yeah, if you haven't seen it, listeners, Google Ninja Warrior T-Rex and watch one of the most amazing things you've ever seen in your life. That is seriously custom-built for the internet.
Incredible. So yeah, I got to dance with T-Rex for a while and just,
I haven't done lots
of happy, dancey people.
I haven't done the Pride Parade in years, but that was always my favorite one.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I would do parades for Fest, that was the most fun, the coolest audiences.
Everybody is just so happy you're
there. For sure. Yeah. Everybody's just like fuck yeah, you're here. Yeah. No, like we went last year, me and Megan and the boy, it was like, oh shit, it's Pride weekend. Oh, fuck it. Like, got up, had breakfast, and walked down and watched the parade. We had a great time. We saw people we knew. We saw you guys. We saw Ted. Yeah. You know, we saw a bunch of people. And it was a fucking blast. And then, like, walked home and, like, you know, kind of sauntered through Loring Park, but there weren't any bands playing yet. It was a little early, so we're just like, all right, cool, we're good. And, you know, headed home. It's like, that's fun. And, but this year, like, didn't have the boy, and I was having one of those weekends where, for the socially anxious, you're just like, I don't think I can be in crowds right now. So did nothing for Pride, nothing for Twin Cities Improv Festival, like, went to a, like, housewarming / birthday party, and lasted, I think, 2 hours, and it was kind of like, my skin's itchy, can we go? And Megan's like, yeah. And, you know, like, that was as much as I, that's all the socializing I did for probably 3 days, and it was like, it's pushing it at that, so... I kind of hibernated this last weekend, but which is too bad, because, like, that's always a fun time.
Right.
You know, it's, like, one of those things, like, and also I just like being another body in the crowd, because the size of that crowd matters, you know, and, like, that's important. It really does. So, if you did Pride in whatever place you might be, whether you were a participant or just someone that attended or whatever it might be, like, hope you had fun.
Yeah.
You know, hope you got home safe, and good on you for going. That's awesome.
I was on call.
Aw.
That's how it goes. Wah-wah. You know.
I did manage to sneak out and see Wonder Woman, though.
Oh. Nice. I haven't seen it yet.
I've not seen it yet.
I'm not going to say much about that at all other than fuck.
You liked it.
Yeah.
All right.
Is it like a good fuck or a bad fuck?
Good.
Because it's overall...
like a real good fuck.
Yeah.
Like,
ooh, you know, kind of, yeah.
The reviews are mostly coming in pretty good.
Yep. Nice. I feel like I enjoyed it a great deal. I'm also, full disclosure, people probably already know this about me, I'm not like a movie snob or anything like that. I'm not like, yeah, this movie has, you know, the themes and shit. Like, I just want to see people punch each other.
Dude, I have a horror movie podcast. I get you.
I know, but I mean...
You know, when people start talking about, oh, this is a spiritual successor to this, and I'm like, fuck if I know what the fuck.
I mean, that stuff's all great. Is the movie good?
Exactly. Was it for me, a movie is good if it's fun.
Yeah.
Right. And it was fucking fun.
Good.
And the fight choreography is fucking on point.
Cool.
Awesome. Like,
so good.
Oh, I'll be the judge of
oh,
that.
Oh, and yeah. And I think you'll enjoy it a great
yeah,
deal.
It's I am still trepidatious. I would say, like, of the various sources, both personal and, like, mm-hmm. online podcasts and shit I listen to, it's probably, like, 75% or 80% positive, mm-hmm. yeah. which is really encouraging.
Well,
which is awesome. I mean, like, I've got a very dim view of DC movies in general, and honestly, mm-hmm. I didn't like the trailer to this movie. So I was like,
there wasn't much of a trailer to it.
And I've been told that my worries are unfounded, because my big worry was like, okay, it's a movie about Wonder Woman. They're saying it's this big female, you know, first female hero movie and empowerment, and yet the trailer is all about dudes and what she's doing for dudes or because of dudes, and this could very quickly turn into upskirt the movie. And everybody's like, you're good. And I'm like, okay, yeah, cool. No. Like, that makes me go, at least it can go in neutral.
Right.
And, and watch it on its own.
This shouldn't be giving much away. There is the one, like, obligatory, you know, scene where they fall in love.
Eh.
And I was kind of, I kind of like,
but think if they're, if
and I kind of rolled her, exactly, fine. I kind of rolled my eyes a little bit, but at the same time, this was my favorite part about the love scene. You didn't see it.
Mm.
Like, there was a moment where, like, he brings her to the bedroom and he's about to leave and then he doesn't and then they kiss and then it's the next day.
Strong choice for that kind
of
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You really don't want to alienate your audience that early enough.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Yeah. That would be.
And it wasn't like,
oh yeah,
you know, it wasn't a love scene because it had to have this, you know, it was just kind of like they're two people in the middle of a war and they're like, let's do this.
Yeah.
Like,
cool. I don't know. I'm not enthusiastic about it, but I'm cautiously hopeful.
It was, and is it, is it the Godfather? No. But it was fun.
Yeah, but none of them.
It was really fucking fun, and it was, you know, not Batman versus Superman. So good on you.
Wow, that's a low bar to go.
I know, right? No, it was seriously. It was. I enjoyed myself a lot. I would absolutely see it again.
Okay, excellent.
All right, that gives me a little more motivation to see it sooner. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that reminds me. So I mentioned being.
Oh my God!
Somebody reminded me of something.
Oh my God!
Oh shit!
No,
oh my God!
No, I mentioned being like basically a shut-in for the weekend. Because right. I was just like, I couldn't handle leaving the
people.
House. It took me 3.5 hours to order Taco Cat because I couldn't dial the phone. Yeah. But what I did with that time was watch in its entirety season one of Glow on Netflix.
What is that?
That is one of the best damn things I've seen in ages.
I've been scratching at that one going, this could be terrible.
Oh my God. Drew has his hand up.
What is Glow?
Glow is the fictionalized.
I realize I might be outing myself on something a lot.
Dramedy
yeah,
of Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling from the 80s.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. So this is basically the story of that, but fictionalized.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And using.
What part of wrestling isn't?
What's that?
Isn't fictionalized in some way?
But it's Spinal Tap of professional wrestling.
But not
wrestling.
That silly. That's the thing.
Oh, okay.
Literally every episode made me laugh out loud. And also literally cry tears, using the word literally correctly.
Oh.
Like, it is...
Well, you cry a lot, though.
Fine, that's true. But I'm just saying, for your mileage may vary.
Yeah.
But holy shit, do you instantly fall in love with these characters. Like, and the thing is they're just characters. They have good depth, and they have insane obstacles to overcome, and all the reasons for it not to work. And yet there's just so much wit and charm and unexpected humor. And then you go, oh, this looks wonderful. And then when, like, the thing that's, like, the roadblock comes in their way, you're like, that is not out of nowhere. That makes sense as a story. And holy shit, do they have realistic means of trying to overcome it.
Nice.
And you get amazing performances. Alison Brie is kind of your in. She plays Ruth. And I should say, I don't think any of the characters in this show are... actually named after the original characters.
Okay.
They have analogs.
What?
But, so like, sure. Ruth may be, like, Ivory from, I don't think it was her name in Glow, but from the WWE, WWF.
Mm-hmm.
I believe she might be that character.
Okay.
You have, like, the All-American girl, the blonde. You have, in the real Glow, there was the larger Samoan woman, but here she's, like, played as, like, a Machu Picchu, like, the
Aztec warrior or something, and you have Boulevard in this movie, who would be either Hollywood or Vine, the tag team they had, that were the glamorous 80s rockers, so that you can kind of tell who they're playing. And I will say now, for those of you in this room who may know her, and those of you who might have heard her on the show or met her out at the fest or whatever, our buddy Kirky.
Yeah.
There's a character who plays, I think it's Sheena or Sheba, the She-Wolf.
Okay.
It is the greatest crime perpetrated upon humanity that Kirky did not play that role.
Oh.
Because this woman is doing Kirky at her best. And you just watch that. All I can do is go, all I can think of is Kirky doing this. Because she is so funny. It has just the right kind of deadpan delivery. And you're just like, motherfucker. Like, if Kirky had known about the auditions.
Yes.
And Mark Maron plays the producer / director.
Oh, does he? I didn't know.
And I'm a fan of Maron. Not everybody is.
Yeah, right. It.
But the thing is, his job is to play a cranky coke addict who smokes too much and makes schlocky trauma films.
Yeah.
And now is going to do this ladies wrestling thing because the guy that's got the money has promised he'll make his next movie if he does. And perfect. You watch that character arc of him going,
perfect.
All right, this is going to be a wrestling thing. How many want to do that? If you don't want to do it, leave now. And like of the 100 people sitting in some bleachers, like almost all of them leave. All right, congratulations. The rest of you made the first round of cuts.
Holy shit. Yes.
And he is such an asshole and yet is perfectly self-aware.
Oh.
Awesome. And I think Matt Donnelly from Ice Cream Social said, he goes, this is Mark Maron's coming out party, where you go, oh shit, now he can act. Because he is way beyond just being himself. He does this whole thing. Yeah, it's astounding. So yeah, that's my endorsement
That has been coming up on my Netflix.
It's so good. And they're only half-hour episodes. So the full season is 5 hours.
Ah.
So, yeah, we finished it between Friday night and Saturday afternoon.
You talked good. About literally crying, and I was amused because we saw the matinee of Wonder Woman,
mm-hmm.
and then I went home, and that night we watched Moana with my kids.
Mm.
And there, I realized that twice in one day I cried at a moment where the strong female protagonist was leaving an island. In a movie, which featured demigods.
Oh, yes. Is this the time to point out I tried to watch Moana this weekend too and turn it off 20 minutes in because I hated it?
Oh, really?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it.
You horrible person.
Clearly, because everybody I know loves it, and there's parts of it I liked, but I'm like, this just seems dumb.
I do feel like it was a little bit to build into it once you hit the rock.
My theory
everything
is,
kind of
yeah, my
theory right. is music is so good.
And the thing is, whoever plays Moana, amazing voice.
Oh, yeah.
I figure, okay, I'm gonna give another shot when I'm, in the afternoon instead of, at 8 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
And just go, okay, I'm going to watch this all the way through. Because sometimes if you just make yourself do that, you go, I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to give another shot because, in general, Disney doesn't fuck up too badly.
Right.
So, I don't know, I was watching going, I don't get this. This is just kind of boring and upsetting me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like something's wrong, and it's probably with me, but...
Well, I mean, there's definitely something wrong with you, Matt.
I can't quite tell. Anyway. All right, Drew.
What?
What have you been up to?
Work.
Oh, that's exciting.
And helping... and, my girlfriend, Anna... Friend of the
you
podcast.
May know her. Yeah, she's been on the show a couple times.
A couple times. No big deal.
Been on this show more times than you have.
Well, wow. Since my first show, Salsa.
Yep. Yep.
Helped her move for the second time in 4 months.
I was going to say, it's been pretty quick turnaround on that
Yeah.
One.
But she's the place she's in now is it's a pretty good spot for her, and hopefully everything works out. And I mean, I don't see it not working out, but it's a bigger space, more open, and
moving is the fucking worst.
It is.
Isn't it though? Have we said that lately?
All of my goddamn friends are moving this year.
One of my coworkers today was just like, got that new apartment, I'm moving in a month. I'm like, oh dude,
son
that
of a
sucks.
Bitch.
And he's like,
exactly.
No dude, that's awesome. I'm like, Oh, you're 26.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. That's awesome for you. Yeah, it sucks now. For your friends that have to help you.
Exactly.
Move.
Like, one, you won't be in agonizing pain for days, and like, two, yeah, you probably still have people that will show up for pizza and a case of beer.
Right.
Like, that does not happen anymore.
Four of my friends this summer bought new houses and had to move.
Ugh.
Four of them. Yeah. It was. There's been a lot of that going around this summer.
I have helped at least three people move within the past, like, 4 or 6 months, something.
Is that like,
that.
Is it just, is it the right time to buy again? Is that what happened?
I think it just kind of happened accidentally. Yeah, or like, I don't know. Some in the water. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. All I know is they got a hell of a deal on the house. So
yeah, and that's in their situation, because I know a little bit. It's just like, oh, okay, we can sell high and buy low. So like, okay, that's the time to do it. If you
and
want
it,
to do it,
it works out real good for all the kids and you know work and schools and everything seems to be working out really well. Oh. And they've got a huge yard now.
That's nice.
Instead of a little postage stamp.
Yeah, because they had the really small, like, metro backyard. Because, like, well, you guys... You
like, know, 20 feet by 20 feet.
Like, theirs was maybe half mine. Like, that's like, okay, that's smallish. You know, mm-hmm. Salsa, your yard's way bigger.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oddly, yes.
Yeah.
In acreage, in useful acreage, not so much.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But
my backyard is 2 feet wide and 100 feet long.
So, but if you're training for the Olympics,
what's a great
which have you seen my gut? No, I'm not.
Well, then, bocce.
Bocce or horseshoes, bro.
Yeah.
Except there's a
there'd
grill
be a hell of a horseshoe
dab in the middle of it.
You just gotta lob those shoes right over that grill.
Right over that grill.
We actually Raider Lee and I are talking about moving one of the fences. The one on the north side.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Okay.
Instead of being straight back towards the wall, have it continue on, you know, along with the house to make it longer.
Mm. Sure.
Because that side yard there, which is at this point in time, wasted space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, front yards are useless. Like, there's no point for a front yard.
Unless you like
we've
having
had this conversation.
Like a, unless like having like a flower garden to show off to the neighbor. Like,
we're actually talking about putting raised beds over there.
Nice.
Okay.
Raiderly is talking about putting. I'm nodding and going. I'm probably going to have to do the work on this. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I like it.
But yeah. So, that's what I got.
Oh my goodness.
All right. So that catches everybody up to current with the latest shenanigans in our lives. We'll take a quick break and be back with, I don't know, who knows what.
Something.
Be right back.
If you guys like what you heard, come visit us on aonpodcast.com and leave a comment. Or you can send us an individual email at salsa, Matt, or Jenna at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
And we're back. I'm still Matt.
I'm Salsa.
I'm Jenna.
I'm still Drew.
Hey!
Yes! Nailed it.
See, I love it when the guest gets it.
Yep.
Hey, while we are waiting for Drew to finish pouring the next
delicious beverage
bottle.
Libation?
Okay, cool. Ooh. I was going to say moonshine. All
right. Oh, no, we've got real moonshine.
Oh, that's true.
This is far from moonshine.
Anyway, we'd like to take a quick second to talk to you about another beverage. Hey, you might remember a place called A True Stone Coffee.
What?
What?
What? Might that be the place that makes the best damn coffee you can get delivered direct to your door?
Not only might it.
It is.
Yeah, freshly roasted coffee.
And so, yes, we would like to take a quick second to thank True Stone Coffee for being our sponsor and offering you, our listeners, a chance to get a discounted order from TrueStoneCoffee.com delivered directly to your door. Fresh, delicious coffee beans delivered to you. Whatever style you'd like, you can choose those from the website. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, they do have cold press.
Yes.
You can have those delivered as well. And I believe we're getting close enough that we should probably mention that we will also have, once again, True Stone Coffee. If you are local and go to Convergence, the Fearless Party Room will once again have True Stone Coffee available.
Yay.
And Jenna, what mornings would those be?
That would be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 to noon.
So at the times when you are unable to get the coffee that the convention provides because they want to make sure the hotel has a chance to earn money selling coffee, well, since we don't technically work for the convention, you have another place to get food. And it's us. And tell you what, it's honestly better coffee than either.
I believe they're going to have the nitro coffee again.
Which was so good. It is so, so, so good.
Yep.
So, yeah, if you are going to Convergence, make sure you swing by, get your coffee on, because if you're anything like me or, well, most people we know, you're going to be wanting some coffee sometime between 8 and noon. On those mornings, because you need a little pick-me-up to get you going in the morning. Because
you've been having fun the night before.
And you know where you've probably been having fun? That Fearless Comedy Party Room.
Fuck yeah.
But if you decide to sample that delicious coffee while you're at Convergence, and you go, God damn, that was some really good coffee. Do yourself a favor. Talk to one of those True Stone representatives while they're there. Find out what particular one you're drinking. And when you get home, go to TrueStoneCoffee.com and pick that coffee out, order it delivered to your door, and use the promo code...
Epipos.
God damn it. Use the promo code...
Apropos.
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 Oh, see, the Apropos.
The fucking new guy gets it.
The fucking new guy bought some today.
Oh! God damn. Shut down. I like
That's what I like to hear.
Yes, you can use that promo code apropos.
Apropos.
I did think apropos when I typed it.
Oh, you sound... Why you gotta ruin it?
That's what I do.
And get that delicious coffee.
Get that delicious coffee delivered to you with a discount.
With your name on the bag.
Hell yeah. So once again, thank you, True Stone. Thank you, everybody that supports them, because honestly, it lets them know it's worth having them support us.
I'm going to sidetrack just for a second. Sure. Do you know who else True Stone sponsors and supports?
No.
Human Combat Chess.
What?
We have one weekend left.
Oh.
It's been delightful. If you haven't seen it, you need to come see it. It's pretty amazing. I haven't killed Kyle yet. You should show up and find out why I want to kill him.
I can guess.
I mean, you're probably accurate, but...
There's a wall of blades right next to you.
Control.
At this show, I have so many more weapons options to choose from.
I'm sure.
Speaking of weapon options, I am going to give a free plug to Northern Edge Armory.
Okay.
Northern Edge Armory is a local guy starting up a business where he rents and maintains blades for stage combat, for various other things. So if you've got a blade with a whole bunch of dings and nicks in it, give it to him. He will polish that sucker up all real purdy-like. And... As a sword swallower, I need my sword to not only look good, but it also needs to be flawless.
Yeah.
And I just got my cane sword back.
That is literally a life-saving...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I just got my cane sword back, and man...
Tastes like never better.
No, he
that would be the best endorsement. You need to get him to quote you on your website. Like, got my sword back. It's never tasted better. Yeah.
But not only does it look really good, but it, I mean, this thing was in rough shape. It was
a lot of rust
on the blade. Yeah, there were some pretty deep gouges, and now this thing looks gorgeous.
Oh, excellent.
And I am comfortable swallowing this.
After the show, remind me. I want to see it.
So, that's awesome. But yeah, definitely give him your business if you have a blade collection and just need them polished up. If you're a stage combat person and need those blades to get polished up and get rid of the burrs, anything like that, go to northernedgearmory.com. Please give this guy your business because he's doing really, really amazing work.
Just as an aside, he also does fight choreography, and you can contact him through that website as well.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So
that's a one-stop shop.
Yeah, right?
So yeah. Speaking of which, Drew, you are multi-purpose.
Kind of.
What is it in these here glasses?
In these here glasses right now, we've got an Irish blonde ale.
Ooh.
Which, it's pretty straightforward. It's an Irish blonde ale. Nothing real fancy about it.
Well, simple is okay.
Am I going to have to sip this damn thing?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I made it. And you can't say no to a guest. Great.
I mean, I can.
That is super my go-to at my local pub has been Fulton's Lonely Blonde, and this is that but better. So,
well, thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
everybody,
oh, God.
Jenna.
No, I can totally see why Jen. Yeah, I totally get why Jenna would hate this.
That is everything wrong in the world.
It is. No, that's become my go-to. Oh. And like now, when I walk in and sit down, they go. Hey, and then they just set one down.
I mean, I'm sure it's delightful for people that like beer, but oh, God.
Oh, that's
that was everything I monster.
I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Yeah, I am fully on board with that.
Well,
that's
thank
really
you.
Good. Yeah,
super good.
Yeah. Okay, so now, Drew.
Yeah.
We've mentioned you homebrew. We've been drinking homebrew.
A couple times. Once or twice.
You and I were talking about this, I think, via Messenger last night. Or was it two nights ago?
I don't know. I don't remember what I had for breakfast.
Right. But your next, the next thing you're working on.
You could say it was last week. None of the listeners would know the difference.
Right. Because it could be 2 weeks ago with the way he posts things.
But then, yeah. But the next thing you want to do, you're like, hey, what do you think? This or this?
Oh, yeah. The
lay out what you're thinking of, and let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay. I've got two ciders lined up. I want to do.
This is where I figured Jen would be like, oh, finally, me.
Yeah,
ciders. Because.
I'm in.
You know, as everybody in this room knows, Anna has celiac, so she can't drink beer. And I've been brewing beer a lot longer than I've known her. And I figured, you know, what can I do to make things that she might enjoy? So right. I started making ciders for her. I've been told that every one I do is better than the last one. And
which you'd hope you'd always move in an upward direction. Yeah.
Right. Not only in quality, but in alcohol content, which
and
is.
And quantity.
Yes. But this latest one that I've got planned, I'm still trying to get all the ingredients together, is a rhubarb strawberry cider. And I'm trying to figure out the correct proportions for rhubarb to strawberry versus the apple to not overpower one another so they complement nicely. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, because rhubarb is not a super juicy thing and it's kind of tough, you need a lot of it. Like I've been I've been doing that. Okay. I've only got 2 pounds, and I've been reading, like, you need, like, 5 pounds per gallon. So, mm-hmm. I need more rhubarb.
Yeah, in long way short of it. Listeners, if you have a ton of rhubarb, and you're local and want to give it up,
yep.
Message us.
You know you're going to get, like, 5,000 pounds of rhubarb on your front door, right?
I mean, not my front door. I'm going to give you salsas.
Oh, shit, yeah.
But, yeah, you know. Freeze it so the cell structure...
Right.
Pops and yep. you get a little bit more out of it. But
yep.
yeah, rhubarb, I would also think you would want to, like, because rhubarb is also a very bitter
right.
plant. How are you going to counter yeah. that?
I was well, going to strawberry. I was going to sweeten on the backside well, with the strawberry.
And, oh, you're
going
to back sweeten?
Okay. Yeah. Unfortunately, I was planning to bottle condition, so I can't kill the yeast off. So I'm going to have to, I think stevia will work. That's something that the yeast won't digest, but will still right. make the sweetness. Other than that, it's like, you know, maybe I could throw some lactose in it, but then it's going to be creamy and milky and you don't problem. Want that because then you're going to have yeah. some really weird flavors yeah, that yeah, you yeah, really yeah. don't want in a cider.
Yeah. And that's where, cause when you messaged me, you were like, what do you think? Strawberry or raspberry? Rhubarb?
Right.
And I said raspberry because I thought strawberry might not be a strong enough flavor.
No, strawberry rhubarb is a very common.
It is.
Right. I mean,
but
like
if
pies
you're
and desserts
to, like,
or whatever.
Make sure that the tartness doesn't overpower because it's easy to put in 2 pounds of strawberries, half a pound of rhubarb in a pie.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to, I would imagine, pull out the flavor of 10 pounds of rhubarb and the flavor of X pounds of strawberry and not have the rhubarb overwhelm the strawberry.
Right. I try to keep it to, I mean, if I'm doing like a, I did one, was it apple and orange? I did an orange cider.
Hmm.
I did a 1/2 gallon of orange juice, the Simply Orange juice.
Yeah, sure.
And then I just dumped that right in and threw some yeast at it and let it, you know, do its thing. And that turned out really well. It was
good.
More tart yeah. than I was looking for, but because it was not for me, it was for Anna.
Does it make it sound...
It,
I mean, does it make it... Does it come out like tasting more dry?
Not so much dry. You get the... like. I was getting it like on like the inside of your lip and like towards the sides of your tongue, where it kind
of
pulls it in a little bit.
Kind of
right, like the tart kicks in.
Huh.
And she seemed to love it. So, you know...
Well, I mean, if you're playing to an audience of one, then
right.
you're good. You've won.
Right. Right. I mean, that's my goal is just to, you know, make cider to make her happy because it's something that I can do and something that she can enjoy. I did one last year at right around Fest time that I know Salsa tried and he seemed to thoroughly enjoy as well.
It was really good.
That was the, this was actually, it came out of the Carboys shortly after Prince died.
Yeah.
And it was a raspberry cider. So raspberry apple cider, and I asked her what she wanted to name it. She said raspberry beret.
Raspberry beret.
Cute Prince song here, yep. And
only that much though, because we don't have the rights.
He's dead.
So his family's still alive.
I mean,
parts of it anyway.
Rhubarb's not a fruit, so it's
right.
It has different rules to it. I also know that if you
first rule of rhubarb is don't talk about rhubarb.
one of the things that you can do to break down the rhubarb and B, get rid of some of that bitter taste is cook it.
I was going to say
instant. I've heard some real bad reviews from cooking it because you break it down into the syrup and then you end up essentially with rhubarb jelly.
Okay.
Which, unless you sweeten it and find some way to keep it sweet.
I did a 2-second Google search and I didn't see much on it, so I was just kind of guessing.
I've been doing, like, looking for like a week and a half, that. 2 weeks now, but okay.
That's what popped into my head is giving it, not necessarily cooking it, but just even giving it a quick boil or something like that.
Yeah.
Something to soften it up a little bit and break down that, that really tough, grassy cell structure.
Right. Which is why it's freezing, or it's in the freezer right now, and then throw some pectic acid, pectic enzymes at it to help break down that structure before you pitch.
Yeah, can I back it up a little?
What's up?
What's so appealing about rhubarb?
It's amazing.
It's just like any other flavor. Some people like it, some people don't.
I know,
don't.
But it's just one I've never gotten.
Well, then you don't.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, but like, what
some
is, like,
people don't like bananas.
Yeah,
they're called monsters.
What is the flavor of rhubarb that is... like the thing you get out of it.
What is the flavor of bananas that you get out of bananas? Like
it's soft, smooth, buttery flavor. It's slightly sweet, not overly acidic.
You get there's a tartness.
Like you can describe it. Yeah.
Yeah. With rhubarb, you get a tartness. You get what's the word I'm looking for here? It's almost, what's the fruit that I'm thinking of?
is it rhubarb?
No,
vegetable. We just went over that.
It's not schnozberries.
No, it's not a berry.
And I just broke Matt.
It's kind of like a green apple tartness with a little bit less of the sharpness.
But I would say with less of the sugar, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is a different flavor profile. Yeah. But again,
I feel like I don't mind a green apple. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's also still sweeter. Because, like, to me, like, and it's been a little while since I've had rhubarb, but, like, rhubarb was always just, like, here's a ton of tart and kind of no reward. And so, like, and if you're into, like, just tart, that's tart for tart's sake, maybe that's just
But it does have a very specific flavor, one that I enjoy.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's no right or wrong.
No, there is. And that's what I'm really, if you don't like it, fine. Some people do.
Then I don't know. I'm always curious. It's like, you know, when
I'm not gonna try to convince you or something.
No.
Like
but like when I like black licorice. And people are like, oh god, why?
You can burn in hell.
It's got this and this and this.
I like small amounts of anise.
Yeah,
but when it's just all licorice.
But like I can explain. Like I like good and plants.
You like anise?
Anise is good.
Yes.
That anise though.
Yeah.
Dude, come on, either you can circle it or dive in.
You walked right into that one.
I don't know. I know, but it's. I've had things that do have an element of rhubarb in them, pies and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this is good, but I always go, would this be the same or better without the rhubarb? And that's what I always can't quite figure out.
I mean, it depends on if you like rhubarb,
I guess.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. It's like, what am I missing? Like, what is it that is adding to something?
I mean, I personally hate cranberry.
I'm not a fan of cranberries.
Yeah, we can agree on that.
I hate you all.
You like cranberry?
Yeah.
What is it about cranberry? You also hate hops, but hops are delicious.
That's true.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
You are incorrect on that one.
They're pretty good.
You know, you could have your opinion, but you'd be wrong.
I fucking hate blueberries, and like almost everything has a blueberry option if you've got some kind of artificial fruit flavor.
Yeah, right. I thought about doing a cider with that too, but the problem is the cost expenditure.
That's true.
Blueberries are redonk expensive.
Yeah.
I did a pomegranate cider.
Because it was too goddamn expensive.
No, it cost a lot, but fuck, it was good.
I did an experimental batch of pomegranate. I made a 1 gallon batch.
That would be about as much as
Yeah, because it's like $8 for a freaking quart of this stuff.
It was super spendy. But Jesus Christ.
And I went, 3-to-1 apple juice to pomegranate juice and, threw some yeast at it and walked away. And I had maybe 2 sips of it and she demolished it.
I added because the pomegranate to secondary because I wanted to keep that flavor.
Okay.
I was looking at going, okay, I want to make a pomegranate cider. That sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually bought my stuff through Midwest.
Right. Northern.
I've never gone to Northern.
It's the same company.
Yeah, no, sure.
same warehouse anyway.
Midwest, so I always had that catalog. So like, I would go ask, all right, cool. You got pomegranate? Like, well, we got these concentrate cans. And I think the can that would be enough to do like a batch was like $22.
Yeah.
$25.
Yeah.
And I get it. Like, pomegranate's a motherfucker.
Yeah, it is.
And
yeah,
so
it
was just like, expensive. Okay. And I went online. I was like, okay, I could get a 4-pack of those cans online for like $60.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like,
but then...
Then you're stuck with a lot of pomegranate juice.
Do I make 4 batches of 5 gallons of pomegranate mead or whatever? And it's like your cider, and it's like, maybe.
I mean, how long does it keep?
I don't know. It's canned for probably a while.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was just like, but I've never had that kind of money to outlay for anything.
This was very much a, I am budgeting for this because...
And that's the thing.
Because A, my wife... loves pomegranate.
That didn't hurt.
A lot of this was for her, and she did demolish a great deal of it.
Well, it's kind of what you designed it for, right?
Yeah. I literally got the idea and made it for her.
Yeah. Right, so. Which is the same thing they do with all the ciders. I mean, I'm not a huge cider guy, but you know what? She loves stuff, so I'll make it for her. And it's something I can do.
A cider's, a cider's good, and I love cool cider flavors. Like,
right.
So I was like, hey, check this out. Like, oh, fucking rad. Like, that's really delicious. Would you like another one? I'm good. I'll go back to whatever my normal drink is.
Right, like a vanilla beer. Like, I've had some delicious vanilla beers.
But I'm not going
to drink that all night. I'm not going to have more than one of them, because after a certain point, it's too much vanilla.
Yeah.
A lot of sours are that way, too, for me.
Yeah, I made about halfway through a bottle once. And like, I would feel bad about dumping this, but it's going to happen anyway.
Have you had the Sea Quench from Dogfish Head?
Mm. That's real good.
That's, now that you know Dogfish Head in Minnesota,
there was,
you can pick up at the liquor store. Try that one.
It was a New Glarus. The raspberry something or strawberry comes in like a 750 bottle.
Yeah, had it.
Yeah, I mean, the first glass I had was amazing. But, that's... it was the chart. It was the cherry. The cherry bottle that you've got sitting over on the shelf. Yeah, yeah. That one.
Not that bottle you have hanging out over there.
Yeah, not that bottle. The other bottle. Yeah. But I mean, the first glass was, the first sip was amazing. The rest of that, about 2/3 of that glass was still pretty good. And then it started like, holy shit, this is a lot of tart cherry.
We shared that one.
That's my same problem with like lambics.
Yeah.
And a lot of stuff. See, like,
I can go through a lambic pretty easy.
Like, they're good, but like, I want like the dessert amount.
Right.
Port, that's what you're supposed to
do. Sure, but you know what I mean? Like, it's the same idea.
Imperials are that way for me.
Oh, no.
I like the first.
Jenna's scoffing at half of what we're talking about.
Half?
Because there's hops
in half. I'm mostly just. Shrugging and
she's just shaking her head. Imperial, and why am I sitting here?
Imperial.
I
know.
She's just like, pass the bottle.
Right.
Have some more whiskey.
Speaking of whiskey, she doesn't have any in front of her.
Oh yeah, do you need a refill of something?
I've been drinking my Dr. Tiki, but I actually wouldn't mind just a touch of whiskey.
Dr. Tiki,
touch of whiskey.
I need to go rewatch those.
So just surprise me.
Okay.
Ha ha!
Damn it, Jenna! Now you've made me want to watch some Lala.
Uh-huh.
Lala?
I know.
What is Lala? I'm missing out on like all the movie references and show references you're talking about.
This is a web series called Tiki Bar TV.
Oh, okay.
Yep. In which each episode was...
now defunct.
Each episode was like 5 to 10 minutes long.
Okay.
And it was basically there were 3 main characters. Mm-hmm. There was Dr. Tiki, Johnny, and Lala. And basically every episode there's a problem... Okay. Dr. Tiki prescribes a cocktail, they drink a cocktail, problem goes away.
Magically, basically.
So all problems are solved by drinking?
Yes.
Awesome, I love this plan. I'm excited to be a part of it.
So there was one episode where it got very foggy in the Tiki bar.
Okay.
And so Dr. Tiki prescribed London fog cutters, and then Johnny mixes up the London fog cutters and gives you the ingredient list, shows you how to mix them up.
So it's not just a, we're going to drink for drinking's sake, we're going to drink and we're going to show you how to make these things.
It's an educational drinking show.
Exactly. It's a tax write-off. Every episode teaches you how to make this this week's themed cocktail.
Right.
And then they all drink it and the fog goes away and then they dance.
They always dance at the end.
This sounds like every Japanese anything I've ever seen.
That's actually kind of true.
And then they danced.
But side note, Lala is one of the hottest women you'll ever see in your life.
Yeah.
And
have you met my girlfriend?
Yes. Well, I said one of.
Okay.
Have you met my wife?
I'm just going to drink my whiskey.
Good plan.
Have you met my co-host? Too late? Okay.
Yep.
Too late. Adorable. Like, that was super, You get a C for cute effort, but yeah. No.
No. Yeah. Oh.
I have whiskey. It's fine.
You'll do all right.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got beer
like that once.
Once.
Only once?
Right.
Just. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she a hot. And
every episode starts with her dancing. And then at the end of the episode, when they're all drunk, everybody's dancing.
Yeah.
And it's really funny because they legitimately get schnozzled.
And then usually during the credits, you watch the outtakes where they're too drunk to say their lines right.
it's so good.
Awesome. Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Yeah. I'm excited to watch this now.
So yeah, go to tikibartv.com, I believe. I think can see most of the episodes.
Or just, or just type it in, because it may just be archived somewhere now.
Yeah, right. I think you can still find the video episodes on iTunes.
Okay.
So that might be true as well.
But right. Yeah, just go to TikiBarTV, pick a random episode and watch it. And
yeah, it doesn't. I'm assuming there isn't an overlying story or some bullshit
There are slight things that will carry over, but mm-hmm. never so much that you can't just watch a random one.
There are certain characters that persist, but
yeah. Okay.
But yeah, never an issue.
Yeah, it's just, it's a, like I said, 10 minutes, you learn how to make a cocktail, and then you laugh a lot.
Yep. Fair enough.
Is this the Whiz Whiskey?
This is, it's in a single malt black label bottle.
Oh, sorry. That's the Springbank.
No, we don't know what those are
that's
yet.
That's the, oh gosh. Rubble.
We haven't officially tasted those yet.
Well, then I won't tell you what this is.
Cedia Scotchbringer came last week and brought scotch.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I assume those are just random bottles. Those she's like, surprise me. I'm like, okay, well, I don't know what this is.
I mean, the bar is littered with bottles.
Yeah, yeah. No,
I would like to point out, when Drew and I got here a little before you two, we walked down and he goes, huh, this is actually...
not far off from what I was expecting.
And I go, no, I mean, I don't think we'd make it sound too glamorous. I was still kind of picturing just a little shitty round table in the middle of the room.
With a bar just barely out of reach.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have to kind of lean back a little bit.
There's a literal bar.
Yeah.
We have the bar in prime location.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is important to this podcast.
This is key to this podcast, I would say.
It's the only reason we keep going.
Because the bar is within reach.
Right?
I mean, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
It makes listening to Matt bearable.
Yeah, well.
Oh, God. Do I want to go over to Salsa's to podcast?
He's got good scotch.
There's going to be booze.
Yeah,
yep.
A lot of booze.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
So what did we learn about rhubarb? Nothing?
No.
It's delicious, and Matt's a monster.
I mean,
yes. I'm okay with that.
I think that lines with our mission statement.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. Okay. We'll be back with our outro.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
And we're back. I'm still Matt.
I'm Salsa.
I'm Jenna.
Oh, God, I guess I'm still Drew.
Oh, no. Son of a bitch. Despite your best efforts.
God damn it.
All right,
we'll
keep
trying.
All right. It is time for the outro.
What?
The outro?
There you go.
What's an outro?
It's the opposite of an intro.
Oh. Yeah.
Boom.
Yep. Mm.
Yeah, still got it. So we are going to do a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
All right, everybody knows that.
God damn, cool. That was quick.
So I don't have to explain it to Drew, but in case you are a new listener, the Fast Five is a series of questions, five of them in fact, sent to us by a listener that are A or B Coke or Pepsi type choices that are given without context. We choose what we think for whatever reasons we choose, and then we open the second email that tells us their context, and we see who is right and who is regretful. So we've been going through some archives of these for some time now, trying to work through ones we've missed. And so the one I randomly picked today is from, let's see, July 27th of 2013.
Yep.
Okay, so we're like 4 years behind. So you are 4 years behind.
No, you claimed it.
Shit.
But this one comes to us from our buddy Captain America or David Owen.
What?
Yeah. Which
missed that guy.
Is just dumb luck. What? Because, David and Kirsten moved out to
Seattle.
The aforementioned Kirky.
Kirky that we mentioned earlier that I think should have been in GLOW. Kind of sweet to have a little reminder of them because I miss those guys.
Aww.
So here is Cap'n. He spells it Cap'n like Cap'n Crunch. Cap'n America's fast food.
Yes.
Hey, guys and gal.
Yeah.
So I've missed you guys since con ended, and doubly so now that I'm back in Seattle, which is weird because now they actually are. So I'm just going to say
4 years ago.
This is before he moved here and then moved back.
Yeah, right. That's how old this is.
Wow.
I've been listening to AON on my rides to and from Port Townsend, and they honestly make it easier to ride 100 miles round trip on a crappy 250cc bike like mine.
Pretty sure you got a better bike now.
I think he did.
I'm fairly certain he did. He's posted pictures of it.
Thanks for that. Mm-hmm. And please continue prattling about for my amusement.
Just for his amusement.
Anyway, I thought I'd submit my very own Fast Five for you because, goddammit, it's just so damn funny hearing you fuckers do them. So here it is. Dance, monkeys. Oh, you piece of shit.
I was going to say we miss you, but
yeah.
We still miss you.
All right. Yeah. Question one. Imperial Stout or IPA?
IPA.
That's a tough one. Is it cold out?
Wait, which one has less hops?
The stout.
Right. I'm going to go with that one.
Jen would prefer an Imperial Stout.
My question... No,
we don't know that that's the context.
Son of a bitch! I'll say if it's like, you know, mid-July and it's 100 degrees out, I don't want a stout. But if it's, you know...
I don't want friggin' January. Which one you like. Right. It might be which shit. One do you hate.
Ah, fuck.
Or which one would you prefer to brew? Which one would you not like to brew? This could be anything.
Well, brewing's a lot easier for stouts because you don't have to worry about color so much. Mm-hmm. And you can get away with some other things because the flavor is a little bit heavier. I'm going to have to go with stout because I feel like lazy today.
Okay. I'm going to go IPA because, I generally drink those when it's warm out.
Right.
And that's when I'm generally happiest because fuck being cold.
So. But you can always put more layers on.
Yes. It's not the same.
Yeah.
It's not. Like, cause you can put more layers on and be wicked uncomfortable. Just like you can take layers off and be uncomfortable, but
naked.
And that's a really good thing. Salsa, what did you pick?
I picked the IPA.
You picked the IPA?
Why? Because I mentioned earlier that Imperials are not my bag.
Yeah, fair enough.
They're just,
my give me two sips and I'm done.
Yeah, exactly. They're usually way too syrupy.
I can appreciate one.
I will make a hella stew out of that.
Fair, yeah.
You're going to make a stew out of a beer with hops in it?
Yeah, actually, stouts are great for stews.
That's true.
Oh, okay.
I
guess I was not aware of that.
You can do really good.
I make an amazing Guinness stew.
Pies and Guinness stews, dude.
Far from master brewer level.
Oh, yeah, dude. Mm. You can have some real fun. If you make some good stouts and then use those in some recipes, you'll be very happy.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Well, okay. Divide and conquer. Find someone you know that likes to cook. And I'll tell you what, I will give you some of the real beer if you use some of the extra beer to make me extra food.
Okay.
And then everybody wins.
So when are you coming over so I can make all this shit for you?
We'll talk. All right. All right, question two.
Yeah.
Philip K. Dick or L. Ron Hubbard?
I
have to assume... Fuck L. Ron Hubbard.
Who's Dick?
Philip K. Dick did... what's the Schwarzenegger movie? Total
Alien.
Recall.
Okay.
And
Blade Runner.
Blade Runner. Yeah. They're both speculative.
Do androids dream of electricity?
Right. Yeah. They're both speculative fiction writers.
I guess I'm
just going
to go with the dick.
That makes sense. Yeah. I like that one. Yeah.
That checks.
Yeah. So, but both of them were, you know, before. As far as I know, L. Ron Hubbard's the only one that invented a religion that destroyed a lot of people's lives.
Right.
But both of them were
Which one was that again?
L. Ron Hubbard. Scientology.
Okay.
But both of them were just speculative fiction writers. So it might, because of the two put together, it seems to imply which is the better sci-fi writer.
Right.
Okay.
Now, depending on how you measure success, Philip K. Dick has had more movies made based on his works,
mm-hmm.
whereas L. Ron Hubbard probably has more people that have been converted by his writing.
but Scientology...
Yeah, because I believe, Battlefield Earth was L. Ron Hubbard, which is why John Travolta pushed so hard to get that movie made.
Oh, yeah, that movie sucked.
Yeah, it did. It was way bad. It was way, way bad. I'm going to go Philip K. Dick, I think partly on principle and partly because I've actually enjoyed Philip K. Dick.
Yeah. Battlefield Earth was
which
fucking
terrible.
Which
one has screwed over more people?
L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah.
So positive or negative on this? I'm gonna remain positive today.
I'm just going Dick because Dick.
Oh, I like this next question.
Does it have anything to do with Dick?
I don't know.
Question three: chinchilla or sloth?
No, not Dick.
Sloth.
Chinchilla is snake food. Sloth.
Oh my god.
She's not snake food. They're cute and they take dust baths.
And they're edible for snakes.
I know, and I mean they're edible for me. And most things are.
Well, yeah, but
you can be all like woo 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 on your cheek.
This is true.
Like, do that with sloths too.
Yeah, but, I know, but like
sloths poop like once a week.
Yeah,
I like that.
And also are lazy like me.
Yeah, it's true.
Although they get like mold on them and shit.
Sloths
they don't move much.
The chinchillas. Yeah. The chinchillas are little. Although desert things,
I know a
aren't
couple
they?
People, yeah, they're like weird bunny rats.
Right.
Look, all I'm gonna say.
So I was gonna say, I was serious. Waiting for you to pull your shirt up and say, "Look at this!"
No,
like, he's got a tattoo of
the ab chinchilla. No.
It is not
the size of the chinchilla.
It is
it's
not
the man in the chinchilla.
It is not.
Hey, broke Jenna.
Wrath, lust, greed, and chinchilla. It's not.
God, I hate you. Okay,
oh,
cool.
Sorry.
Hey, me too, buddy.
Dear Salsa, you have won me over. I choose sloth.
Oh, sorry, head hurts.
Sorry, and Salsa is running over.
Oh, fuck.
I think both have their pros and cons. I'm going to go chinchilla, just to be contrary.
Fair. What did you decide on, Drew?
I was going to go sloth.
You going to sloth? All right.
Yeah.
Question 4. Blowtorch or power sander?
Blowtorch. Because fire.
Blowtorch.
Yeah.
I would say blowtorch sounds more fun. Power sander has had my worst experience with.
Metal versus wood.
I'm sticking with blowtorch. It's more fun.
I think I'm going to blowtorch.
And it's more, utilitarian.
Mm-hmm. You can use it all around.
Multi-purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Like you even light your smokes with it if you really wanted to.
If
you're brave enough.
There's a guy who does.
I'm not, but.
He puts blowtorches out on his tongue. Sideshow shit, yeah.
Wow.
Circus is fucked, dude.
I know, yeah. Right?
All right, and lastly, question 5. Oh, this might get interesting when you get the context. Q-tip or Tim Wick?
Oh.
I don't.
Shit.
Are we certain this one might, not the same person?
It's just the Rick and Morty.
Oh my god.
For those of you who listeners who are not familiar,
which one's more annoying?
Tim Wick is the artistic director for Fearless Comedy Productions and the
You said artistic director.
And he is also the judge for Vilification Tennis. Q-Tip is a guy we know at the Renaissance Festival who has been working with the Cabriolets.
I think it's where he came.
Is he
did he start with Caps?
That?
Started with Caps.
Yeah. Okay.
And also a member of Vilification Tennis. Both also of them are gangly white guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of them
yeah.
on the spectrum.
Mm. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
More than just a little bit.
Wow.
You know what? I'm going to say Tim Wick because he's the one I've seen most recently when he crashed into my car, and I'm still bitter about that.
That is pretty hilarious.
So. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I'm going to go Q-Tip.
I say crashed into my car like he, like, did. But, you know, fuck that guy.
It's the internet.
I pull over on this.
We can say whatever we want.
I'm saying Q-Tip is more likely to post annoying puns on the internet.
I'm saying Q-Tip is more useful in the real world, as he's helped us move Anna at least twice.
That's true. Artistic director, that's useful.
No, not when you're moving shit.
Yeah,
not when you got to move a couch.
Tim Wick, because I've probably gotten paid more often because of things Tim Wick is involved in.
This is true.
Than things that Q-Tip's involved in. So,
hey, he just got a job.
Following that.
Which one?
Although Q-Tip is like an X-ray technician.
He is a rad tech.
He makes more money than all of us combined, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, he finally says, no theme, I know. I'm all over the place with this one. Thanks again, and truly, I miss you all. That's adorable. So, thank you, Cap. So, here's where we find out what's up.
Cap'n,
sorry. Cap'n America.
Yep. Apostrophe
Here's
R-N.
The context.
Apostrophe N? Yeah.
Oh, interesting. All right. Question 1, Imperial Stout or IPA? Which would you rather survive on alone in the desert if it were the only liquid you had?
Shit.
IPA.
I think the IPA Stout. Is the right choice for
the
me.
IPA would be the
Stout
better.
Being the lesser of two evils for you, Jenna.
Being the lesser
sense.
Of two evils. I also just feel like it's fuller.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
The right. Stout's going to fill you up a lot faster, but...
It'll have protein in it and stuff
right.
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're drinking a bowl of bread.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that would do more good.
It's going to give you more nutrients.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Than the IPA.
All right. Question two, Philip K. Dick or L. Ron Hubbard?
Dick.
Oh, and this is a good mix of what we all thought. Whose body of work was more batshit insane?
Oh, that'd be Hubbard.
That'd be Hubbard.
I've got to go Hubbard.
I'm going Hubbard.
Scientology.
Yeah.
Philip K. Dick has some wicked, weird shit.
Are we officially calling Scientology part of his body of work? Or
I think we have
strictly,
to, because he wrote...
He's responsible for it.
Are we strictly limiting it to his books?
Well, but Scientology is part of, what's the book called?
Ow.
I don't remember the name, but you're not
No,
wrong.
There is a book that Scientology is based on.
I actually haven't read many of his books because Battlefield Earth was awful.
Yeah,
I really haven't, I really shouldn't be saying anything because I really don't know anything about
right
this.
Right now everybody's shouting at their computers. But probably. No, there is a
that
book
happens. It's
that
the internet.
Scientology is based on. Mm-hmm. So technically that would fall under things he's written.
Okay, fair enough. Then yeah.
The next one didn't go where I thought. Chinchilla or sloth? Which would make for better barbecue?
Sloth has got more meat on it.
I think sloth is closer to veal.
Better marbling.
Oh,
yes!
Better marbling. Yep.
Plus, it takes less sloths to feed a family.
If you barbecue chinchillas, are they just like little popcorn nuggets? Like,
oh god, Jenna, no,
okay.
No.
How
okay, look.
How many chinchillas?
But
do
you chinchilla call poppers the chinchillas. Is my new song at Applebee's.
No, if you're doing barbecue, oh, what god. Goes great with barbecues?
More barbecue
skewers.
Oh, yeah.
Chinchillas.
What's a great skewer? Sloth claw.
Okay.
Oh, it's like an all-in-one.
Hang on, now you do the turducken.
Whoa! Like well, I think we'll be stepping outside the purview of this question.
Yes.
That's
okay,
where it's
we've
at.
Solved this.
Like a boar with an apple in its mouth.
Yes,
it's just got
exactly.
a chinchilla.
Right.
I still stand by sloth. All right, question four: blowtorch or power sander?
Blowtorch. I don't care what the context
uh-oh.
Is.
Which is a better tool for tattoo removal if you had no other option?
Oh, God.
Blowtorch over
blowtorch.
Quicker.
Blowtorch. Yeah.
Blowtorch.
Fast.
It'll cauterize.
Yeah.
Have you seen Sons of Anarchy?
No.
I don't like either of those. That's a horrible, horrible thing.
Why?
As a guy,
why would you ask that?
As a guy that's like a cheese grater.
So, I actually, during the mystery... Murder on the Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at one point while you were chatting with somebody, I heard a couple people walk by and they were like, he's got a stick figure tattoo on his neck.
He also has Greta tattooed on his neck.
Yeah, but they would justify a lot better than the stick.
Yeah, no, they were
this
very
is good,
they,
Jenna.
They specified the stick figure tattoo, and I was like,
yeah. Whiskey, whatever it is.
So, anyway.
It's delicious.
Yeah, but I'm done, so.
Number five?
Number five, Q-Tip or Tim Wick? Who would you rather face in the octagon?
Oh, Tim Wick.
Yeah, Tim Wick.
Yeah, hands down.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah,
me?
No.
He,
Q-Tip takes boxing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, also
he's got
not
the reach.
In his 40s.
Oh, yeah, and he's got the reach.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
guys, no, his arm's like 10 feet long.
Yeah, but it's just, he's also 15
I'm
years
sure
younger.
He can actually just like.
I would, at this point,
yeah, it's like,
life,
like,
as rare as it is, I would choose the option to fight an older person.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Q-Tip
would fuck us up.
No, the character from Street Fighter.
Oh, Dhalsim.
Dhalsim.
Yeah.
We need to get
to cosplay as Dhalsim in brown face.
In brown face, because he's the whitest guy to ever be.
Into it.
Oh my god.
I'll message him.
David, you've done.
He still has a week.
Yeah.
You know he's going to do it, or he probably would do it.
David, you're doing God's work. Oh, that's so good. All right, and that's followed up with Chew on That. Ha. P.S. If these happen to suck, fuck you guys. It's my first fast. Love David, aka Captain America.
I mean, he
America.
Did it right.
No, he did. Yeah. That was a real good one. That was fun.
Yeah.
That said, do we have anything else we want to touch on before we get the hell out of here?
Closing weekend of Human Combat Chess. Come out, come see it. Go to assumetheboard.brownpapertickets.com or sixelementstheater.com
mm-hmm.
or facebook.com and search for Human Combat Chess. There are ways to get there. Just Google it.
Google Human Combat Chess. It'll come
up. But yeah, closing weekend. Super excited, super sad.
Yeah.
Convergence is coming up.
What?
You can find me at the Big Fun Radio Fun Time, which is right before opening ceremonies. Mm-hmm. I will also be doing sound effects for Killer Bees. And I will be swallowing swords for Cirque Intergalactique.
Can't wait to see that.
Otherwise, that last I will be in the room.
That was so good.
Yep. Party room,
that
party
show
room.
Is so good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I might be in the Masquerade halftime show. That hasn't been set in stone yet.
Cool. Yeah, Convergence, I will be in and out of the party room. I will also be part of the closing ceremonies. Nice. I should get on that.
Figure out what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Like, I got lines.
I
got a week. Uh-huh. It'll be fine. It always works out, dude.
Yeah.
It always works out.
I got 10 minutes, I'll be fine.
Yeah, you know, fix it and post.
Yep.
I'll also be doing...
Do you guys do that?
Vilification tenant.
What?
Also,
I'm not in that bullshit no more.
Also, Jess is going to be doing vilification tonight.
Oh, at Con?
Shit.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah. Now I kind of want to go.
Oh, for sure.
Don't go to see me. Go to see her.
It's always the best when you have one of the newbies.
Yeah.
And they get their first con experience because it's the greatest thing for your ego you could possibly
have. What? Except that this is Jess's. So, like, her reaction will probably be like, that was cool.
Well, no, because she's, what, 16?
Yeah.
She's way too cool to like anything.
Yeah.
But
this is true.
You know,
that's
it'll matter.
Always just been her chill attitude.
No, yeah, on the outside. But on the inside, after two more days of people going, you were really funny in that, it's eventually they're going to be like, okay, that was pretty cool.
That was cool.
It kind of reminds me of Deadpool. It's like, so which is it going to be? Sullen Silence? Or Angry Comet?
Yeah,
you got it.
Spiteful teenager.
You got me in a box here.
Thank you.
Good.
It's so good. God damn it!
The self awareness of that one line right there.
That's anything else kind of quick? I think that does it.
Yeah, we'll call that
sweet. Drew,
what?
Thank you for joining us.
Yes,
this is happy to be here.
We've had a great conversation. Thank you for the drinks.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's also been lovely.
I got more coming. I got. Two in primary now, two sitting on the shelf waiting to go, and two ciders in the hole.
Don't you all wish you lived nearby and were friends with Drew?
Yeah.
Well, I am.
Are we friends?
I think we are. It is official. We are friends on Facebook.
We're official friends.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah. All of us in the room know each other and all work together at the Renaissance Festival, so it's entirely possible we might be able to see some of these things come to fruition.
Hey, you guys can fight Anna for the ciders.
I will do that.
I will trade.
No headshots. No headshots. No.
Can I make
absolutely
out
not.
With her for the ciders?
Can I watch?
Probably.
All right, cool. I'm in.
Done.
I'll just speaking in
property. She doesn't have to that's just happening.
I'll just trade her some of my stock.
Oh, that's fair.
Where do you think this is going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll trade it.
Sorry for the people that weren't paying attention, or this is actually during a break.
That's the whole thing. You're going to be like, look, we would have got you, baby. It's also be like,
remember that time I got you that cider?
Yeah, that black pepper cider that you handed me during break that nobody else knew about.
I'm the man behind the man.
Son of a bitch. Way to out me, dick.
Uh-huh. All right.
I'm the man behind the men.
I wouldn't go that far.
Like, that's my biography name, right?
Yeah, well,
All right.
Thanks, Drew, for being here. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Yeah. Take care of yourselves and each other, and eat the fucking cake.
Yay.
Levels. This is me talking into a microphone.
This is me talking into a different microphone.
I get a microphone, too.
That'll do pretty.
No, you don't.
Aww.
None for you. Levels. This is me talking into a microphone.
This is me talking into a different microphone.
I get a microphone too.
That'll do.
No, you don't.
Aww.
None for you.
Aww.